This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and this warm weather doesn't seem to be slowing down. And if you're like me, I know I want to just dive into a pool and relax and take things easy. But one team of people who aren't taking things easy are the Glamour Heads. The Glamour Heads are Victoria's LGBTIQA+ inclusive swim team, and they are doing something really exciting at the end of this month and doing a 24-hour relay at the Fitzroy Pools. And joining us here in the studio is Jack from the Glamour Heads. Jack, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, that's pretty ambitious. I know you guys have done this each and every year because I always see it social media after the fact.
Yep.
So I was pretty happy to get you in the studio today, nice and early before it all kicks off. How did the 24-hour swim fundraising start?
So it was started by Carol Cook, who's a Paralympian. She started it, I believe, this year is its 20th year.
Wow.
It started off at the Fitzroy Pool, but now there is swims that take place throughout the entire state throughout the year.
So 24-hour swimming with people doing relays, like, I like the idea of just floating in a pool for 24 hours, but it's not quite that. It's a great feat to achieve, but is it also a competition between the other swim teams?
Look, the real aim is to raise money for people living with multiple sclerosis. However, there is several award categories that, you know, we might aim for every year and have achieved a few times.
I guess to do 24 hours worth of swimming, you've got to do quite a lot of training, but it's not just one person, is it?
Correct. When it comes to selling it as a fundraiser to work colleagues, you usually sort of omit that bit because it's a bit more impressive and they
you try to get
a bit of a bigger donation. Yeah. So the team's broken. So we've got 15 people in the team, and it's broken into three people for a 4-hour shift. So each of you will swim for 20 minutes each hour. So that's where you've got a 40-minute break in between each time that you swim for 20 minutes.
So 20 minutes, you're just going backwards and forwards.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So it's not like a relay with you just do a lane at a time and then get out and then jump back in.
No. So you do a 20-minute swim, which sort of is roughly between 800 meters to a kilometer. And then, yeah, sort of jumping in and out after your 20 minutes. And then you sort of dry off, have a quick snack, count laps. Then you, next thing you know, you're back in the pool again.
Now, as you said, the Glams have been doing this for 11 years. Do you have a lot of the Glams putting their hand up to be involved each and every year?
We do. Depending on how busy it is, sometimes we might have to chase a few people just at the very end. But I think we've almost got a full team, which is really great. But it's a really fantastic event to take part in, and I'm pretty sure my first year at the Glams I threw my hand up and said, yeah, I'll give it a crack. Let's have a go.
Before you actually did it, were you nervous? Did you think, what the hell have I put myself into? Or were you excited?
I think, look, when someone initially says, oh, we do this 24-hour swimming event, the back of your head goes, no, that's not good. Yeah. But yeah, so once you sort of understand that you're there with the team, it's a really fantastic atmosphere. They've got a DJ going for most of the time. It is like a residential area, so they sort of clock off around 10 o'clock or so.
The 24-hour thing is what would be really interesting. Can the public come and cheer you on and support you all?
Oh, for sure. So the venue itself is sort of closed for public swimming. However, the public can come in and sort of check out what's happening the entire time.
During the day is one thing, but I kind of look forward to the idea of, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning when the swimming's still going on, you know, you can go for a walk in the morning, grab yourself a coffee, and then come and see how the swimming's still going.
So my favoured shift is the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift, because then that way you can sort of head home afterwards, and it sort of feels like you've been out for a night rather than.
Also,
sort of,
you're
not
one that sticks around and supports the rest of their team.
I don't know. So I get in.
Am I about to shame you on?
No,
radio?
Not at all. I get in around 5:30 p.m. before it starts at 6 p.m. And then we'll be there to sort of cheer on the first shift, and then the second shift starts at the 10 p.m. mark. And it goes until 2 a.m. and then most people sort of head home for a nap. But the final 4 hours, so 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the Saturday, that's where all the teammates get back and sort of have a great time in the pool together. So it's a really good event.
Not only does it sound a whole lot of fun, but it's also raising money for an important cause and for important awareness for multiple sclerosis. Were you proud to be a part of this because you're helping to raise funds and awareness for that?
Look, when I first started, I didn't personally know anyone living with multiple sclerosis. But however, now I have several close friends that are living with multiple sclerosis. So it's a really great way to sort of help out that sort of entire community around raising funds.
It's important when you can go, if I can do something, I can do it. So while you may not get to get a chance to swim this year in the 24-hour mega swim that's happening on the 28th of February at the Fitzroy Pool.
Yep.
That's Friday the 28th. For those that are going, wait, that sounds familiar, that's also Mardi Gras weekend. So if you're not going to Sydney, here is what you can be doing here in Melbourne. You can get along and show your support for this. But another way you can do that is to actually donate.
You can do that indeed. So the 24-hour Mega Swim has a website and the Glamour Sharks have their team page up and running. You can donate to the team. You could find an individual on there that you may know and donate to them as well. It all just goes towards a really great cause.
Now, we've put all those details up on our social media, and it's all really important. You do every little bit you can, whether it's showing your up and showing your support, giving what money you can, and it's so great that you're all just getting together and being a part of this. It's really wonderful. It will be the week after Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games that is happening here as well, and the Glamour Heads are a part of that as well, aren't they?
Correct. So they are all vigorously training for that at the moment.
I feel like Melbourne 2020 is the perfect warm-up then for the 24-hour mega swim.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's the, you know, get your practice in at the International Game Lesbian Aquatic Games and then dive on over. So it's all taking place at the Fitzroy Pool. It's raising money for people living with multiple sclerosis. And it's really important to show your support where you can. 11 years the Glamour Heads have been doing this. It's absolutely great that it's not just about hitting the water, but they hit the water and raise money for a great cause. Is that one of the reasons why you love being a part of the Glamour Heads?
Yeah, one of the many, many reasons. It's just a really good, fantastic team building sort of event as well, because not often do you get to spend time sort of out of the pool hanging out together, whereas this gives you several hours of all sort of hanging out, whether it's raining or sunshine or freezing cold. We've had sort of all conditions over the last 11 years.
Well, fingers and toes across that it's going to be warm this time.
Yep.
The 24-hour mega swim where the Glamour Heads are just one of the many teams who are hitting the water at the Fitzroy Pool is happening on Friday, the 28th of August, all the way through to Saturday, the 29th. So you can jump onto our social media and you can find the details where you can donate to any of the Glamour Heads, or you can go to msmegaswim.org.au to support any of the swimmers and any of the teams that are a part of it. Or if you're wondering about hitting the water sometime with the Glamour Heads, why don't you jump on social media and say hi and check them out. The Glamour Head Sharks was founded in 2001 by a group of swimmers who went to the 2020 Gay Games, and now they're one of the largest inclusive swimming clubs that we have here in Melbourne. Jack, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
No problem. Thanks.
Good luck hitting the water at the Mega Swim.
Thank you.
Lots of warming up to be done. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.